Preparation for the lesson in the tents. We'll read from Shamati,
Article 61. יש לנו אותו בספרים, זה עמוד 578, מי שרוצה לקרוא. יורד ומסית, עולה ומקטרג. יורד ומסית, עולה ומקטרג. האדם צריך לבדוק את עצמו
תמיד. One must examine himself always to see if his work and Torah don't go to the depths of the abyss, because the measure of one's greatness is discerned according to his adhesion with the Creator, meaning to the extent that he is annulled before the Creator, meaning that self-love is not an issue for him. Rather, he wants to revoke his self entirely, because one who works in order to receive according to the measure of his work, so is his measure and his stature. And then he becomes sorrowful that he has an entity, a self of his own, and it's difficult for him to annul before the Creator. However, when one works in order to bestow and finishes his work, meaning that he completely corrected the vessel of reception that it has from the root of his soul, then he has nothing more to do in this world. It follows that this is the only thing that we should focus our thoughts on this aspect. And the indication for this is that if one walks the path of truth, he can see if he is descending and deviating, meaning that his work is in the aspect of the sidra acha, the other side. Then he rises and curses, meaning that he feels that he's rising and cursing others. However, one who works on the path of purity cannot curse and accuse others. Rather, he always accuses himself, and he sees others on a better degree than he feels himself to be. So, let's share our gratitude for the 10 we have. It's preferable to talk about an action a friend took to make me feel the greatness of the friends and the greatness of the Creator. Let's share our gratitude and our impressions from the friends. Right, so the 10 is truly something that a person can't even comprehend how amazing and huge it is. And ultimately, the work with the Creator is It's measured according to how you see the friends. If you curse them or elevate them, and you can see with all the friends in our tent how great they are. I want to give an example, that being our Yechezkel. Yes, few know, but he's not often seen throughout the day, but one event that we had at the Galeria, where the children are taught, then we have activities for the children, so it took 8 hours to prepare, and he's volunteering for so many hours of his free time, and we know how, you know, everyone do their duties here, sound and so on. They have so many rules, roles and duties, and there's a lot of pressure, and certainly there's pressure from the tent as well. And well, I really wanted to thank you for that work. So it really evokes greatness, true greatness. It's simply amazing to see how the friends are expressing their devotion. It evokes such great excitement. I woke up and I saw that Yossi writes at 12:05 a.m. Here we came back from teaching the campus, and he's here. So it's just a spiritual force, power that gives us this importance, thanks to the effort we do in our work, where we try more and more to devote our lives to the spiritual goal, and by that to be an example. We just need to be more sensitive to every little thing that the friends do, and that gives a lot of power. Yes, I'd like to say there is only one force in reality that can alter our nature, and that's the reforming light. But the reforming light has no influence on us, no effect on us, if not through the ten. And so, at least for the time being, for me, it makes the ten that single force of reality that can change a person. It can help us fight against ourselves and to find the strength and the greatness that we don't have by nature. And so it's really expressed. There are so many things that the friends do, things they think. The example that Yuri just gave, also the devotion of the friends who go to the congresses, they travel, and they engage in dissemination around the clock, difficult hours, and give of their free time, free so to speak. Many things that the friends do. I don't know. That's it. That's what we need to invest in. For each such thing pushes the whole of the society forward. Yesterday Gershon gave me
a powerful example of how much he cares about the ten. That it should be planned, and we should make the most out of it, and even if sometimes you enter a routine of some sort, then these actions take us out of the routine, not let us take anything for granted, but to think, did I give all I had so the friends could receive? Not so that I will get something out of it, but that did I work for the friends in this action? And if we won't remind one another with such examples, then we'll become technical, routine. Specifically when we awaken one another and we think of the friends, that's an example.
So fun to hear around like this, where all the friends speak of the greatness. It's really uplifting. It awakens you. I see each friend in the ten, I look at each friend, and there's so much to tell about each one, how much he devotes his whole soul, how much he's concerned for our common situation. I feel great envy towards the friends. I don't know if I should take a specific friend as an example. I'd take David. David always projects seriousness and the greatness of the goal above all the states and gives me a lot of confidence on the path and a lot of energy, the strength to always look forward. It's an example of a man who is constantly aimed towards the goal, aiming forward. Whatever is revealed in order to push us harder. And this is the work in practice. I see how the friend behaves in the ten.
I had a chance to teach yesterday, and during the lesson, suddenly I had these things, light bulbs in my head, that all of reality is so we could learn to love the friends, everyone through the friends. And then I realized what kind of 10 am I in. It moved me to tears one by one. These friends, all the examples they're showing me, I'm just completely oblivious to it. I'm not able to see, but there's nothing more important than love of friends. And look at it one by one. It's Daniel and Oni and Ido and Yosef and Yura, one by one. Go around and you'll see that this is how it is. It gave me the greatness of the friends of the Creator and the lowliness of myself.
Also, there's great gratitude for that feeling in the ten where you want to